Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Rutches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back in the building, and listen, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to understand that this is the best fitness podcast out, the illest fitness podcast out, the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most education, the funniest, the most haters. Oh, my God. When I tell you the haters is outside, oh, my God. Oh my goodness, the haters is outside, man. But listen, we gonna keep cooking, and haters is just part of the game. When you elevating and you doing your thing, especially when you telling the truth, it's just part of the game, man. So that just means you're doing something right, babe. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. If it's your first time watching, man, please hit the like button. Returners, hit the like button. And before we get into the comments and get this episode started, listen, man, listen, bro. Fellas, and some ladies too, but mostly fellas, I'm not trying to argue with you online about Kendrick versus Drake. Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. Listen, bro, nope. I have a life. I got shit to do. I posted some TikToks and some tweets about it. Dudes in my comments talking about Drake's not a stand-up guy. What? Bro, I'm not looking into personalities and who did what, bro. I could care less, man. Y'all get out my DM with that shit, bro. I'm not about to sit here and argue with y'all. But anyway, man, I got enough DMs to deal with and battles online. But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's hit these comments and we're going to get to this episode because we got a lot to talk about today. Y'all going to enjoy this one. Here we go. Oh, here, I got to take the glasses off of these comments. Here we go with the big-ass black people making the most obese demographic. Uh-oh. Y'all see what type of time I'm on today. You see what it is? And if you don't like it, and if you want to troll, listen, I'm giving you the warning right now. Tonight ain't the night. I'm just letting you know if you want to troll. Trolls, this ain't the night. Maybe Friday. Big-ass activity, absolutely. With Indian Dolly, turn us up. Salute, coach. Nikki, what up? CC, what up? Back on the live on a Wednesday. What's up, Michael Hawkins? We live and ready to cook up. Are we for sure about to cook up today?
Let him cook.
It's going to be a lot of let him cook today. Let her cook today, because I know the lady's going to be in here cooking. And man, if you need a love seat for your Breakfast Club interview, don't watch the podcast. You know we talking about that. You know that. What up, Jennifer? Let's cook some Big Macs. What's up, Marsh? What up, Shy? Big Spider in the building. If you're a grown man wearing bell bottoms, don't watch the podcast. If you didn't see the message, you're ignorant, man. Okay. If the lifeguard can't see your swim bottoms because your belly hiding it, don't watch the podcast and hit the damn like button. See Marty, what's good in the hood? What's up? Farmer's back. What up, Doug? Am I finally at a live? What up, Jenny? At a hotel gym again. Okay. Hey, it is what it is. Listen, man. You see what's going on today, and you see what type of time we on today. So with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Oh, shit. Lizzie said.
It gotta eat.
It's gonna be a lot of.
It gotta eat.
Today, I'm telling you. The message was peekaboo. Them bills do. Oh man, we're gonna talk about the halftime performance maybe at the end of the episode, man. What up, Mark Carter? That's my favorite button. Oh yeah, let's get it.
It gotta eat.
All right, we got BBW pop the balloon button. Oh brother, this stinks.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
Let's check it out, man. BBW pop the balloon.
You popped your balloon. Why did you pop?
The initial attraction. She looked like she's fun, though. She like she'll be a good friend. And a buffet hate to see me and you come.
Both of us. You hear me?
A buffet hate to see both of us. Oh, brother. Oh, man.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Well, both of y'all need to be together because I don't know what you expect.
We walking in together. They running.
A buffet hate to see the both of us come. So, you know, I just, you know, just think we'll be good eat.
Y'all big backs need to be together. I don't know what's up with these big backs denying each other because y'all ain't coming over here to the fit side. Let's keep it going.
Friends, and that's it.
That's what I'm talking about. We can
food
link
buddies.
Up.
Yeah, food buddies.
Link up. Food buddies.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
All right.
So is he someone that's your type? Why not?
No, just because of the age.
What? Okay.
That's about it. He got the height and everything, just the age.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Listen, man. Yeah, we're cooked, man. Hey, look, big backs, y'all need to be together. I don't know what y'all looking for. You get that big ass back.
Big back activity.
You deserve a big back ass partner.
Big back activity.
The buffet gonna hate to see both of y'all.
Big back activity.
That means both of y'all need to be together. What else is out there? Now listen, I'm tired, and like I told y'all, ladies, all of you might see every once in a blue moon, you might see a big girl with a skinny dude, or vice versa, right? Listen, it ain't the norm. Just because it worked for her, don't mean it's gonna work for your big back ass.
Big back activity.
I said what I said. You know I'm telling the truth, and you know I gotta go, and I'm killing y'all on this episode already. We just getting started. Oh man. Sucking at games, what up? Wicked Scorpion's favorite button is
shut up.
She'll be a good friend only for me too. She can show me all the good buffets to go to. In terms of sexual or romantic, hell nah.
Nope.
She hasn't run since high school. Hell nah.
Nope.
She looked like a meatball with the popsicle legs.
Nope.
They all know the best spots to go eat at. Absolutely. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
She knows it's not the age. She got rejected. That's why. Exactly. You know she got kicked out a couple of buffets before eating too much food. Oh, yeah?
It gotta eat.
They look 10 and 10 together. Facts. Why he popped a balloon? Why should you ask? Raw wave body ass got to chill. That's what I'm saying. She ain't got no spring chicken herself. She ain't no spring chicken herself. Exactly. Well, you know what, though, Marsha? A lot of girls that age, they be like 24 looking like that nowadays. I ain't going. This is no bullshit, bro. I was at. I think it was when I was watching the Super Bowl, bro. Actually, oh, well, I already said it. I should have kept it a little anonymous. It was this girl in there. She talking about some. Yeah, I just turned 30. I said,
nope.
Who just turned 30?
Nope.
You ain't younger than me?
Nope.
Look like my auntie.
Nope.
But yeah, they be looking old, man. Chris, I'm 7 minutes in, and Chris is 7 minutes in and already killing us. Oh, y'all ain't seen shit yet. She's saving face. That's why she said, nah, I don't want him either. Exactly. We'll just play the video while I go through these comments. I swear the internet has been trying to gaslight me into liking big girls all week. It's probably because you watching my content. I know a lot of, I get a lot of big girls on my timeline now because of the stuff. Because I saved the stuff in my folder on Instagram and TikTok. So they just, the algorithm just be feeding me this stuff. Pause.
It gotta eat.
She know when all the bootleg snacks come out. She know she went to Alabama State. Shout out Brown Baldy. The only run she knows is running her stocking. I thought she was 38. Too much fat mess up your hormones, make you look older. Absolutely. Being obese will age you. This is all Dank's fault. Oh, yeah, it is Dank's fault. And, hey, listen, man, we're going to get straight to it, man. Speaking of Dank's, shout out Big Dank, man. Shout out Big Dank DeMoss, man. So, if you don't know who Dank is, we'll run the story back briefly. That's the girl who's currently suing Lyft for the driver rejecting her because she was too big to fit in the car. She got an invite on The Breakfast Club. Yes, The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne and Jess Hilarious and DJ Envy, the famous Breakfast Club. We're going to break the interview down today. Hopefully, I don't get a copyright, but we are going to break it down today. Notice all those guys popped their balloons. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's get to it, man. Let's start with the first part of the video. Big Dank. Shout out Big Dank.
Kind of incident of what happened now for people that don't know. They heard the story.
So I was getting ready for my cousin's watch party, the Lions game or whatever, mm-hmm. and I ended up ordering me a lift. You know, it was like 15 minutes.
And you ordered
a lift or a forklift? Oh, my fault. My bad. Let me let the video play. I apologize.
Tom, it's never
an
issue.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. As I'm walking to the car, he looking funny. Doors getting unlocked. I'm just like, hell, you ain't going to let me in your car? I'm like, for real? So I put my camera out. And it's like, mm-hmm. why you not letting me in your car? Like, I kind of peeped that's what he was on because mm-hmm. the look at me, I seen that.
Look at them fat ass hands.
I looked before, you know, so mm-hmm. that's how that happened.
And this is the first time mm-hmm. this has ever happened.
The first time. And
stop the cap. She know that shit happened before.
You normally order, because I know one of the things too, people, like there was conversation like, well, she should have ordered a bigger car like the XL, whatever. You normally.
Yeah, they got Uber XL. And she want to order a little ass car. Now watch how she get the capper. Stop
the cap. You order the regular cars.
Yeah, I always order the regular cars, and I feel like I.
Stop the cap. Okay.
I don't have to order an Uber XL or a Lyft XL.
Yes, you
I feel
do.
Like I don't have to do that. Like
you okay? See the key word right there. I don't feel like. We don't live in a world of I don't feel like. All right. We live in a world of the truth. All right. We look at the truth. You big as shit. I don't care what you feel like. Well, first of all, if you that big, I know you feel big as shit. But ain't no, I don't feel like I'm bigger. You crazy as hell. You dragging all that weight around. I know you feel that. So that's the first mistake right there. But big back delusion. Body positivity. I like my girl's thick. You know, people going to take shit to the extreme.
That same mm-hmm. car was a Mercedes.
To the mic, brother.
That same car was a Mercedes, and it's the same car that her best friend.
Look at the big back simp defending her. You know, was her free? She fit in a Mercedes. Shut your big back simp ass up. That's the thing. We got men supporting this shit. So when men like me speak up, it's a problem.
Friend has, and she rides in that same exact car all the time.
You don't be chilling in shit. The only thing you be chilling in is the drive-thru. All the drive-thrus.
It's Burger King.
All the drive-thrus.
It's Wendy's.
All the cookouts.
There's barbecue in there.
And you know we eat a lot. Listen, let me get to these comments while we on the first video. We got a couple videos to watch. So we're gonna break this whole interview down. And I know a lot of people doing it, but hey, I gotta do it my style. You feel me? We right here. Notice we did that. Big back Dank with the love seat issues. Exactly. She went to the Breakfast Club because she thought there was gonna be actual breakfast. I'm sure they had some donuts there for her. She probably ate all the donuts before they cut the cameras on. She probably had Big Bag coffee too, 500 calorie coffee. And she went to IHOP before the Breakfast Club interview. And then they stopped at a drive-thru on the way and got fast food breakfast.
Burger King.
She went to Breakfast Club and Buddy lost his job. That's fucked up. Very fucked up, man. Big Dank broke the internet with that big back.
Big back activity.
I would have never heard of this woman if it wasn't for the Lyft situation. She must have been popular on SoundCloud. Well, we actually put her on the show a couple times, bro. You probably just ain't realized who it was, but I've definitely had her on the show a few times. Shit, this happened before. Yeah, exactly. She's so fast, she broke the Wi-Fi. Dom DeMarco. Nixie B, never seen you live. Let's go. Appreciate the super chat. Appreciate the super chat. The good looking. And welcome to this family. Welcome to the live audience. I hope you can stick around for the whole show. If not, catch the playback. Shout out to the playback gang. The fact that she need a love seat proves she can't fit in the car. Just saying, let's should throw out the case. Yeah, the case is cooked. She got cooked by Godfrey, bro. He called that fat accommodation comment she made straight trash. Facts. The regular car don't work for you the same. It don't.
The diet don't work for you the same.
That Lyft driver was like, yo, back has a back. I don't have enough space. And the back for your backs, request denied.
Your back has a back.
She lying to herself. You can feel the weight on you. Exactly. She was out of breath freestyling. Too many candy bars and the way on the way to hear those bars. Yeah. The judge should see this episode that she could not sit in the chair they offered and needed love seat. That's another one right there. Her self-entitled attitude like that when she was on the rap show with Waka Flocka's mom as the host. Even Waka Flocka's mom told her to lose weight. I think I seen that joint. And they told her she needed help up the steps. And she was trying to act like she ain't need no help walking up the steps. I seen that. That big back need a Sprinter van. Can you imagine how hard it is for her heart working to pump oxygen? Exactly. Chris, you need to get this Senator Clay Davis sound for a button. Shit. Hey, yo, remind me that, Mike. The diet don't work for you is a great button. It's actually it's an amazing button.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Let's keep it going. We not done with Dank. Her Friday podcast table back ass. Picnic table back ass. Ford F-150 back ass. oops, my bad, wrong video. Let's go to part two, man. We got more videos to watch. Hey, and make sure y'all hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. Let's check it out.
That's why when she saw that car, she said, okay, I can fit in that one. Like, mm-hmm. Big people know what cars they can fit in.
Big people know what cars they can fit in. Well, clearly not.
Let him cook.
I'm going to tell you this. As a driver, you know what can fit in your car and what cannot. Ninjas be struggling to put a box from the post office in their car. And her big ass thinks she could fit in the car.
Do they though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do. Like, I can fit anytime.
She's not
going to
embarrass herself like that.
What type of car you got?
She's not going to embarrass herself like that. Nah, I got a, what I got?
You got a little Lincoln. You got a truck.
Just get big. Yeah, I got a little Prius.
I can fit in there.
You can't fit in
there.
No,
yes,
you
I
can't.
I can fit in there.
She just told you that she said in a PT Cruiser.
Yes, I did. I was in a PT Cruiser.
Yes. Now look.
We was in it.
Look, stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Now this is how. Now we're gonna catch her in a lie, and this is not body shaming. This ain't fat shaming. But let's catch her in a lie real quick. Let's check it out. She could fit in any car. Don't look like she could fit in any car to me. Let's check out another car. it's not looking good for her. Let's check another car. Is that her next to a car? Hold up. Ain't no way, bruh. That's the only car. Oh, no. Look. She can't even fit in the trunk. She can't even fit in the trunk. Look at that. But she could fit in any car, but you can't fit in the trunk. So how you going to fit in the back seat? Look at this. She in the front seat, belly on the steering wheel. Look at that. Belly on the daggone steering wheel. Let's see what else we can find. Oh, look at this. She could fit in any car, though. Oops, did I open it? Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I don't know what I did. But she talking about she could fit in any car. It's getting crazy out here. Let's keep it going.
Escort, too.
I don't believe you can fit in no Prius, though.
Yes, I can.
Front or back?
Both.
Yeah, all right.
Stop playing with her.
She both of them. I came here on a bike.
No, like, thank you.
Stop the cap.
But
cut it out.
She
ain't been on a bike in her life.
Bike now.
This what body positivity leads to. This why Lizzo lost
the world is cruel, and I know you got those jokes, and everybody was joking you. But how are you because of that? Because, you know, it has to be emotional distress. It has to be problems. It had to make you hit.
Yeah, she's cooked. it's a wrap for her, bro. It's over for her, man. Let me get these comments. Ford F-350 big back ass.
Big back activity.
There's a part two. I'm surprised there was enough room for part two. Hey, yo. Ford Excursion big back ass. A PT Cruiser? Nah, she got a BB Cruiser.
Big back activity.
Her superhero name should be Super Tanker. On a serious note, she got to lose weight, man. She ain't got much longer on this earth if she don't start taking care of herself. And she's 24, 25. She's young as shit, too. She wouldn't be able to fit in a monster truck. Let's see her fit in a Mini Coupe. They don't even make PT Cruisers no more, so she's definitely capping.
Stop the cap.
If she was bald, she'd be the Maryland Turk. I wouldn't want her Landwell ass in my car just for the simple fact my suspension will be under immense pressure. And I had to smell all that big people smell. We're discrimination against big people, fat phobia. Fat phobia is rooted in racism.
No diddy, you know.
Oh, I didn't mean to press that. Fat phobia is rooted in racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
We need to see her with legs and the doors and the car shut. Exactly. She and Homer Simpson can dry the car with their stomachs. This old simp-ass ninja on there calling her ass, bruh, needs to stop simping. It's literally simping. Simps, y'all ruining everything, man. Y'all got BBW simps got to cut it out. BBW mama's boys got to cut it out, too. All right? Not to shame moms on here, but y'all find a soft spot for BBWs because your mama might be big. All right? And it's okay. We can help moms, too. But y'all got to cut this shit out, man. A Prius, Escort, a bike. Yeah, exactly. Shit. You can get hepatitis watching the brown nose quarter ton big back car killer. That's crazy. Big people definitely have a smell. That's crazy. Fat phobia, we do not care.
We do not care.
And we do not care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
Make sure I hit the like button. Let's check part three.
Oh, are you big skin person like
F? I just feel like the thing that bothered me for real that made me make that video is because they kept on saying I got the man fired. I never contacted them. I never did nothing.
You didn't contact them, but you posted it on the internet for attention. And she already had a big following. So, you know,
big back activity
going to be triggered and get the complainant. So, yes, you got him fired.
And I never did none of that. I left him alone. I did what I had to do.
You post on the internet. You did not leave him alone.
But when it comes to the comments and stuff like that, I've been going through this all my life. You know, it's nothing new to me. I don't feel like I need to overstimulate myself with the comments or respond for real. My favorite get back is your mama or oh.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
That right there tells you that she has no comeback. And there is no excuse for ever letting yourself go and getting this big. She has no comeback. Oh, and your mama. That third grade ass response. No, that's what I'm saying, bro. This is what body positivity has led to.
You know, but
your mama's
I barely
a good one.
Yeah.
What's the O?
The O is like, oh, you should this or you should have did this or that, or you need to go to the gym. I just like, oh.
I feel like look at Charlamagne. You know he's sitting here. He got so much shit to say. That's why I will never be able to host a show like that. Cause they're gonna be in there ready to fight me with their big ass.
Big back activity.
I can't never host no show. If I was Charlamagne, I would have pressed her out, bro. I would have pressed her out.
Like I feel like I got very tough skin. Cause at the end of the day, I have to be
tough skin. You might got greasy skin.
My leg went out.
You might got greasy skin.
You go fry some chicken. You go.
you do got tough skin. You got thick ass skin.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
And a thick ass back.
My back pregnant.
Dank, and the world know me as Dank. They don't know me as Deja. They're getting to know Deja because I'm everywhere as Deja now. But I feel.
Nobody ever called you Deja. The big backs just be lying.
Big back activity.
You lie. Not only do y'all lie about how many calories y'all eat.
Big back activity.
Now y'all lying about what people call you.
Big back activity.
Stop the big back lies and stop going to Popeyes.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
Stop the big back lies and stop eating French fries.
It's Burger King. It's Wendy's.
Like Deja is for at home. Dank is for y'all.
Oh yeah. We're cooked. Yeah, hey, look, man. Big back babble, bro. It is what it is. Let me put this back up here while I read the comments. Big back babble. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Her Lyft driver drove a Dodge. The diet don't work the same. It don't.
The diet don't work for you the same.
She went and got lawyers, but you didn't report him. You know she reported him. She lied. She big back lies. Big back lies, fries, Popeyes, French fries. Big backs of fried chicken feather. Big back together. Bars. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Slim in a green hoodie. Probably one of the dudes in your IG comments defending the BBWs trying to get some dank buns. Absolutely. Oh, you know that. Your favorite get back is get that plate back. You know she ain't pushing no plates away from her stomach. She ain't never pushed a plate. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm cool. I don't want no more food. She ain't never did that in her life. She gets seconds, thirds, fourths, fifths, and sixths, and sevenths. big backs follow big backs to the big back buffet.
Big back activity.
Chris will be called the insensitive. Called insensitive in the first 10 seconds. I know. I don't listen. At this point, I would just accept all the names: insensitive, fat phobic, bully, whatever, bum, homeless, whatever you are. I call me whatever you want. Cowhide is very tough. Wow, that's tough skin. She got loose skin. Wow, you guys are crazy today. The only tough skin she knows are pork skins that she ate.
It gotta eat.
12-inch thick skin.
It gotta eat.
The diet don't work the same, and you know it don't.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Library call hold. Appreciate the super chat. Yes, sir. Tough skin? Shit. You got extra skin, chins, and shins. Bars.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
And she ain't never been thin. It's like, no, let me stop. No place left behind with this one. Hell no. Whole time, her orange varsity jacket probably say Popeyes on the back.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Definitely a Popeyes themed ass jacket having ass. they probably call you racist, bro, because you fat phobic. Yeah, they call me racist all the time. They always tell me I hate black people. They always tell me I hate black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Quentin Cameron finally caught the stream. That's sofa tough.
Dom DeMarco.
Sofa. Strong ass sofa. Been in the weight room. Maybe she needs a pronoun to tell her to lose weight. Maybe she'll listen to. Hey, yo. Hey, it is what it is. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all today. Let's hit the like button. Let's keep it going, man. Let's get to part four, man. It's five parts. We're going to be on part four. Let's check it out. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Please hit the like button. And if it's your first time tuning in, hit that subscribe button. Let's check out part four.
Part ever pulled up and you was like, I know my baby ain't getting in there.
No.
Stop the cap.
Has that ever happened?
No.
Lying.
I'm not, Jess. I swear. I don't think like that. Like I said.
We know you don't think like that. Big back delusion.
Big back activity.
Like I said in the interview, I don't have a big person head. Like, it's, I don't have.
You ain't got a big person head, but you got big person fingers. Big person jacket. Big person mindset. Big person legs. You got big person everything else, but you don't think like a big person.
No, for real.
What do you think like?
For real, no, look. Yeah. I don't have a big person mindset. I'm skinny in my head. Yeah.
What the hell did she just say?
What?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
We got to rewind that. Hold up, hold up.
Big
hold
person
up.
Mindset. I'm skinny in my head.
Boy, ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
This is what the body positivity movement has led to. That right there is ridiculous. It's 2025. We need to bring shaming back. If y'all care about her, y'all will let her get shamed and flamed.
Let him cook.
Because that's the only way to get rid of this shit. Y'all keep calling and lying to her. This is what the fuck it lead to. You walk around 500 pounds talking about you skinny in your mind.
person mindset. I'm skinny in my head. Yeah, I'm skinny. Right. Like I said, I go to the gym.
Yes, 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 yes. But I know, yes. I bet if it was 425 pounds.
This ninja right here, this ladies, if you on this show and you're trying to lose weight, stay away from dudes like that. That's going to validate every move, that every big back ass move that you make.
Big back activity.
And make an excuse for
it. If it was 425 pound bad drunk, he would have let that ass in. He would have fit that ass in. That's 500 right there.
Yeah, she bigger than all four of them.
Keys just made a damn good point.
What's that?
Yeah. He said if it was four or five 100? Bad 100 pound women, plus,
125 pound bad, yeah, and they get in there drunk, belligerent, he's going to say, hey, go get them.
Yeah, they could sit on each other's lap or something. One could get in the front seat, three could get in the back seat. What are you talking about?
That's a good point. That's a damn good point.
See, bro, that ninjas like that fucking it. They fucking it up for y'all, bro. They just leading to y'all demise and y'all delusion, ladies. Stay away from people like that. Y'all hate to be around people like me, but y'all love to be around dudes like that enable y'all bullshit.
Big back activity.
Then that's why you feel like, that's why you waddling around and can't fucking walk straight. I don't care. If you don't like me talking like that, put the damn Twinkies down.
Nope.
Put the little Debbies down.
Nope.
Because you ain't get like that accidentally. Where we at, man? I think I went too far back. I think I read that. I can't work out listening to you laughing again in the gym. Playback for life, sir. Oh, sorry, Jenny. Hey, look, I appreciate you getting on the show anyway, Jenny. Just make sure you hit the like button. The love seat is the real MVP. It is. The love seat played offensive line for the Eagles. Bless that love seat for lifting a quarter of the live weight. Oh, wow, that's crazy. No big person head, shit. They really laughing at her and not with her. She got a big person appetite. She got a big person appetite and a big person walk. Delusion strong on this one, absolutely. Bless the love seat for lifting a quarter ton of live weight to accommodate a big back guest. Shit, crazy. Of course she don't have a big person head because in her head she thinks she's skinny. Delusional as fuck. That right there is insane. I'm rich in my head, but I still got to go to work in the morning to pay these damn bills. Fuck she talking about? Apparently life is what you think you deserve. If you want something, you could just manifest it. That's what these big backs is on. Girl, if you don't, facts.
Boy, if you don't.
That gentleman is not helpful to any lady on their journey. That dude is detrimental. What gym she go to? The only gym she go to is Jimmy John's. That's about the only gym she go to. I can't think of no other gym she go to. That's it. It's okay to dream. You might feel skinny on the inside, but you a wild load on the outside. She right. She definitely skinny in the brain. Hey, man, that's about the only thing skinny on her. She literally weighs as much as a full-grown male Bengal tiger. That's crazy. Golds then corral. Hey, yo, that's, hey, yo. Golds then corral. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Only gym she go to is Planet Fatness. What's wrong with dude in the red hoodie? He's simping really hard and Dank probably wouldn't go out with him. Hey, yo, that's crazy. Good news is if she were able to rob someone, she ain't gonna be able to run anywhere and will be caught by the cops pretty easily. Yeah, these big back ass cops could catch her.
Big back activity.
These out of shape ass cops. They probably happy as hell she stole something. Thank God it was Dank. It wasn't one of them young ninjas. But he just tried to get some kitty and whatever cash she may hand him. Oh, wow. Strike three, she's out.
Strike three, you're out.
And Marcia's laughing. All right, we got part five. Part five, and then we moving on with the show. She go to DMV IHOP. Dankin' Donuts.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, yo, y'all wild as shit. It's not dank if it's it's not dank, it's stank. Hey, hit the like button, man. Hey, yo, library called, and my guy, appreciate another super chat, man. I wonder when Tesla comes out with the robo-taxi, will the robo-taxi be programmed to ride by? Hey, listen, that's a good question, man. That's a good question. Dank and Heinz cake mix. She gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
It's barbecue in there.
They said, hey, you ready to go to Breakfast Club? She said, is it?
It's barbecue in there.
That's the only way she going, if it's...
It's barbecue in there.
All right, let's get part five, man. Hey, y'all funny as hell, bruh.
When I did share my story with the world, a lot of people came to me and said they did that to them, too. Even Lyft drivers reached out to me like... We not supposed to do that. I would never.
Simp ass Lyft drivers, man.
Big back activity.
You know what race they were.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Black men, the only race of men that worship big women. And y'all can cancel me if y'all want to, because this right here is ridiculous, bro. This the reason why women so healthy, bro. Unhealthy, man. Our women so unhealthy, bro. We the only ones that we worship. Let me chill, bro. Nah, fuck it. We worship big black women. Black men worship big Latino women, and y'all damn sure worship big white women. Let's keep the show going.
Who did that to you?
Did Lyft apologize? Did they reach out to apologize?
They tried to.
He still is ruined.
And you didn't want to take the call. Why not?
Because I don't want to, you know, and I feel like.
No, you don't want to take the call because you want to keep your attention and keep this fame going.
Like, y'all need to make change to y'all app. It's because it's not a game to me. I'm not trying to figure. I'm not
like,
trying to
play
see.
Around with it.
Yeah, this really happened to me. Like, it's not a joke to me. It might be a joke to everybody. Everybody might. Oh, she did this.
It's a damn joke.
Clout. She did it. Like I said, I've been the clout.
You have not been the clout.
I am the clout. I've been doing this for a long time.
Been doing what? Doing what for a long time? What are you talking about?
You know, it's not a game. It's not a joke to me. Like, I really feel like it should be changed.
And you
know?
Didn't even report the guy.
Yeah, I didn't you do did? That. No, no, I didn't report him. I didn't talk to Liv. I didn't do none of that, y'all. Like,
that's why he's. I just said, they never whatever. Issued a statement saying he was.
This big, big back simp right here.
Funny
man.
Because before I posted, when I posted it, everybody was like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. Lawyers. But when I got a lawyer, it's like, oh, you're wrong.
Oh, brother, yeah, that's enough for her.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, we're done with Big Dank. Big Dank is cooked. We've gone over her multiple episodes. I'm going to try not to bring her on the show anymore. You know, as long as it's about this case, I'm going to try to keep it off the show unless something crazy happens and I got to address it. But other than that, she's cooked. She's done. Let's keep this episode going, man. That's ridiculous, man. I bet her back is pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Her belly pregnant too. It look pregnant. Her legs look pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Big them fat ass hands look pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Them thick ass ankles look pregnant.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms.
All serious. I know that's extreme, but like, get y'all ass in the gym, and don't be making excuses to stay big back. That's the message right there. She could also call herself Tiny. Hey, yo, you're not the clout. You are the cloud. And she's definitely the cloud. I never heard of her until this situation happened. Yeah, she had a big following, man. Like I said, I've had her on the show a couple times. She got like what she probably had like 300,000, 500,000 followers. So she did have a little. I wouldn't even call it clout. She had a following. Did she fly to New York or? Great question. I don't think it's big. They worship Marty. It's curvy. Dank is not curvy. She's so round. She got her moon in orbit. No sucking at games. It's big. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's big, bro. Red Hoodie is a big back is a BBW big back worshiper. Absolutely. What up, Spidey? Lyft drivers. Real live gonna just cancel and pull off on fat bamers because of her. Yep, good. I've always felt like black men love big ladies, but I'm trying to be fit. I've heard you briefly talk about this before, but would love more thoughts. Oh, Jenny, you still kind of new here. We talk about it all the time. You know, I've talked about this for a long time. She said it's not a game, but why does she take her life and her health as a game? Yep. Saying I prefer to keep my body fit. And ladies, y'all should keep fit. I shouldn't be trying to gain weight because a dude said he like big girls. That's the dumbest shit ever. She walked. Hey, yo. Dusty black dudes call any woman who is 500 pounds with a wide but flat ass a curvy woman. Another conversation for another day. That's the case. Dudes need to chill. We need our women healthy. Yep. Not all black men like fat women, and fat women are not the only ones that like black men. All facts. All right, man, let's keep it going, bro. We got another video here. The girl just talking about the obesity rate of a certain demographic. I'm not going to say that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check it out.
Hispanic black women are the highest rate of obesity, 56.9% compared to 39.8%.
That's more than half. More than half. And they be mad at me for speaking up on shit.
White, 17.2% Asian, 43.7% Hispanic. Black women top the charts at 56.9%.
More than, okay, let's get this straight. More than half of black women, and we know it's other races out there with obese women, but I'm talking specifically to as much as people talk shit about me, this is an issue in our community. Remember these stats.
They are the only group that is statistically different from other race groups.
And we talk about other races on here. Don't get it twisted. Don't come in here with that bullshit.
And significantly different from men in the same group. What that means basically is that other groups have differences, but it's not that big of a damn difference. Mm. It's not that big of a difference. The Asian men and women are about similar. The Hispanic men and women are about similar. Mm. The white men and women are about similar. But the black women are a lot different than the black men.
Well, yeah, I like them thick, man.
Black men are second least obese. Black men sit at 41.1% obese.
That's still a high ass number, black men.
I'm not going to say you
got to get that down, black men. Obese.
That is less than white men. That is less than Hispanic men.
Oh,
it
wow.
is higher than Asian men. You don't find a big Asian. I'm like, where do they put y'all at? Austin said they must be sumo wrestlers.
Oh, wow. That's fucking
They don't
crazy.
Even make y'all. You must have did this on purpose. Let me read y'all the stats real quick.
Hey, man. Shout out to her for speaking the truth.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
So, remember, the first step of change is acknowledgement. You got to acknowledge the problem. But a lot of our women don't even realize that they obese. And they mask it with thick, curvy, and all that other bullshit. No, baby, 50% body fat. You obese. Just because it went to your ass don't mean you ain't obese. Just because ninjas in your DM don't mean it ain't obese. All right? That shit is crazy, man. She's dropping pure facts. We can do better. Arsenio Hall dropped. You're wild, bruh. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Arsenio Hall, yo, this guy's crazy, bruh. This guy's crazy, man. Oh, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Hit the like button. My bad. I didn't mean to press that. All right, we got this guy here saying, don't work out at night or it is a sin. Oh, brother. What are we doing now?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's always black men that are part of the hip-hop scene that want women with BBLs and women that weigh as much as a lion, and they're built like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Well, that's the issue, man. A lot of people look at the rap scene and the rap culture and all the detrimental shit and assume that's real life. And it's not real life. It ain't. Women ain't walking around like that, but it's going to be women who emulate that and think, and for them, they ain't getting a BBL. They just going to be fat because it all go to their ass and their thighs. Unfortunately, if our women are big and pregnant, the risk of mortality is super high. Having that gut is a risk of having a heart attack. Absolutely.
Dom DeMarco.
Yeah, that was definitely third strike, Shy. All right, we got this guy saying working out at night is a sin, and these fitness influencers be saying anything. That's why I be calling them out. To this day, I haven't seen women twerking in public before like they're in a rap video. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just it's the internet, for real, for real. But never mind. That's another topic for another day. I don't want to get off track.
That works out at the gym at night, I think it's the biggest sin you can do to yourself. Yeah.
Working out at night is the biggest sin you can do to yourself.
Nope.
Saying anything.
So you work out at night? Yeah, oh, no. Morning is the only way to go. Think about it. You know, after you work out, you bring out the beast in you. Like, you wake yourself up.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can take over the world. And then you go back to sleep. That will probably destroy, I don't know, any.
Listen, man, you got to get your workout in whenever you can.
The hunter instinct in you.
So, should you work out in the morning or in the evening? And I've got mixed emotions on this one, so let me explain. I personally always feel so much better after I work out in the morning. I don't know, it just makes me feel like I've got my.
Okay, her music is too loud. It's throwing me off. But anyway, when you hear goofy shit like this, man, you really got to ignore it. There are people who, that you might got to drop your kids off in the morning. It might be whatever the fuck. I don't know. Evening might be the best time for a lot of people. Get your workout in. Now, in an ideal world, is morning probably better to do it? Yes, because you get it out the way. You get all your shit done. You don't have no curveballs. That's going to mess up your workout, throw your workout off later in the day. Yes, but still, like, this shit is goofy. These fitness influencers are goofy. I'm going to keep calling them out. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I exercise in the evenings. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nikki, he is absolutely a goofy. Who says that? Man, when I was in college, I would work out at 2 a.m. before my clinical class. Work out whenever and however you can. Just do what you can and stay consistent.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Dudes be goofy as fuck. What is he saying? He's not making any sense at all. I grew up during the 80s and 90s, and there weren't any big back women dancing in videos. Uh-oh.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Kendrick Lamar had, she had some big backs in his video. Couple music videos ago. What the fuck is this ninja on, man? Shut the fuck up. It's a matter of preference and what works for you. I have to be to work at 4 a.m. and go in the afternoon. Yep. That's what I'm saying. It don't work for everybody. Mornings don't work for everybody, bro. So do what's best for you. Hit the like button and let's keep this episode going. What we got, man? Six packs. Guys with six packs are losers, apparently. Let's check it out.
It's an ick when a guy has abs in his like late 20s or 30s and he's not a professional athlete. I'm like, oh.
So we're supposed to be big back.
Big back activity.
Got it.
What good. Yes.
Well, clearly, like.
Look at his weak ass. Hold up. Hold up. Where he go? Look at him. He ain't never touched no weight. Good. Yeah. Shut your bitch ass up.
Abs in his like late 20s or 30s and he's not a professional athlete. I'm like,
oh,
what
good.
Is.
Yes.
Well, clearly.
God. Yes.
Like they're overcompensating for something that they have to have like 3% body fat. Unless.
Nobody's walking around with 3% body fat. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're making money from your abs. Why the fuck do you have abs?
Totally.
So I'm just like, what's the alternative? Have a big ass gut? Have a big ass type 2 diabetes gut? High blood pressure gut? High cholesterol gut? Big dank gut? Lyft denies my gut. What's the alternative?
Totally. Amen. Because you don't need abs.
Oh, look at him. You know he ain't touched the gym. That's what I'm saying. You got to be, who you listening to? I don't want to look like either one of these guys. Why would I listen to that?
To be healthy. You don't need abs to be healthy.
Some would say it's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah, of course you think it's unhealthy. Man, listen, bro. This shit getting so goofy out here. This shit just makes zero sense, man. Zero sense. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Where we at? I work out during my lunch break. And that's, a lot of people work out during lunch break. When I first started working out, I started at 11:30 p.m. because I was 340 pounds.
God, damn.
It's like, no, I'm playing. And ashamed of a motherfucker. A workout is a workout. Just be consistent. And that's it. You got to do what works for you, brother. And shout out to you for that. She sounds silly. Absolutely. Marsha said, oh, brother.
Oh, brother. Absolutely.
That's definitely an old brother.
Stinks.
They don't want her. That's why she's so salty.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
I never seen a chick complain about fit dudes that actually attracts fit dudes.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
I don't think that's a skit sucking at games. 3% body fat, you'd be dead. Exactly. She's scared of men with discipline to get abs because they probably won't put up with her crap. Shout out to Machete, speaking all facts. You don't want to deal with somebody that's going to hold you accountable. That's what it sound like to me. That's what it sound like to me. He look like he go 50-50 with his girl.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco. DeMarco.
Hey, go ahead, bro. Primo Ralph. She should shut her 16-year-old boy built body ass up. Teenage boy body ass up. Toddler built body ass up. All facts. So she's saying men should only have abs if they making money from them. She should get the ick by looking at her scale. Uh-oh.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Six-pack is an ick. Right, exactly, Mike. What the fuck? Men with fit bodies and abs intimidate her. Yep. 3% body fat is like POW status. What's POW status? Working out during my lunch break has kept me away from unhealthy foods, overeating, and unhealthy eating as people. That's another thing.
Dom DeMarco.
People at your job will fuck you up. They're going to be hating, trying to make you feel bad. Sweet and low. She know a Bama with a six-pack going to cheat on her big ass. Hey, yo.
Dom DeMarco.
Then Nick Fuentes said the same week, Ninja-ish, something like that. You know, he said if you go to the gym, you're gay.
No diddy, you know.
The gym's for gay men only, apparently.
No diddy, you know.
Straight men aren't supposed to work out, apparently. Oh, prisoner of war. Oh, facts. She's intimidated by men with abs because they would make her unbig her back. Or put some damn muscle on, cause she look a little bony, Tony, bony Romo. What's another Tony? Bony Dungy. Prisoner of War. I got y'all now. I got y'all. My fault, man. Hey, it's a lot of reading fast. I don't be catching everything, man. But listen, hey, what we got next? Oh, men's health. Speaking of guts, cause men got mad at me for talking about their guts this weekend, and the post went crazy. A lot of views. Thanks for making my following go up. Ninjas in the comments complaining.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Let's see what this guy has to say about men and their guts and men's health.
Fellas.
Belly deli?
Nah, that's a wild belly, bro. He look like he got a basketball in his shirt.
Belly deli?
He got a kickball in his shirt.
Belly deli?
He got volleyball in his shirt.
Belly deli?
Come on, man. We can't be walking around like this. That's a cesspool for dis-ease.
Man.
That's fatty liver.
Yep.
That's low fiber.
Super low fiber.
That's low magnesium.
Yep.
You see how hard it is? See, it's a different...
Hey, yo, whoa. What did he say?
No diddy, you know.
It's a lot of what they call visceral fat. When it's sitting out like you're fat. Pregnant and it's sitting hard, you got a basketball underneath your shirt, you have a lot of visceral fat underneath your muscles, squeezing your...
I thought that's the get money belly.
Internal organs. Subcutaneous fat is when that belly flop down over your belt buckle and it's hanging low. No fat is good, but that's more healthier fat than this look right here.
Damn. So
a lot of cats, you know, y'all thinking this is it. This ain't it, fella.
That's the get money belly, man. Long as he got the bank account. Long as he got the bank account, she don't care what he look like.
Lady, if your dude looking like that, this ain't it. Mm. This man, type 2 diabetes is calling his name.
I'm telling you.
Parasite infection is calling his name.
I'm telling you.
This parasite is everywhere. They have to eat all that waste that's just sitting there that's making it hard. Calcification is calling his name. Mm. The mucosa's membrane lining of his intestines called leaky gut, where he can't even think right. Mm. This ain't it.
That ain't
Check out my digestive cleanse, especially right
now. Ain't no free promo on here, but shout out to him for the video. Ain't no free promo chance. Not on this podcast. But yeah, man. Hey, listen, guys. Like I said, like I told y'all, we got to get it together. That look right there ain't a flex. And I don't care what she tell you. She might tell you she don't care about your bank account and this and that. I promise you, she cares. I always tell y'all, check who she follows. Check who she follows, bro. Like, I'm telling you, I know she follows some personal trainers. I know she follows C. Marty Fit and Sweat Chat. You know she follows us. So don't sit here and try to act like y'all don't know what's going on. Fellas, get your body right. Care about it. You got your kids watching you. Listen, your kid, he think me and Tune is superheroes. This shit is crazy, man. Why you even want to look pregnant as a grown man? Why you want to look like something the women look like?
Let him cook.
What sense do that make? Get his ass off my screen. Get that belly off my screen. But it's getting crazy out here. Where we at on here? Who wouldn't want to unbig that back and end up looking bomb as hell? So homeboy said working out at night is a sin. Not working out is a sin. What the fuck he talking about?
Bars. Let him cook.
All facts. Skinny legs. Skip. He skipped 100 leg days the past 100 weeks. He's stealing out the store. Skinny fat physique. Skinny fat. Exactly. Soccer ball belly. Not good. It ain't good at all.
Belly deli.
He got that gray man alien build, man. You talking about from American Dad, man. He looked like he hasn't took a shit in a year. Hey, yo. Everything nowadays gives people the ick. Make it make sense. Anything healthy gives people the ick. Like anything we should be doing gives people the ick. Being on top of your grind and being born, it gives people the ick. Being loyal to your partner gives people the ick. Shit is crazy. We're cooked. I can practically smell that dad bod dude through the screen. His jeans make me think he don't wash his ass. Hey, yo. And Tony, he need more than cardio. He look like he got ascites liver. I don't even know what that is. Not functioning properly and got fluid buildup in his stomach. But it sounds about right. Bro should do some lifting. He need lifting. He need a little more than lifting and a little more cardio. More than cardio. He need everything. Look like a tumor. It's literally giving pregnant.
My back pregnant.
His arms and legs skinny. Excuse me. His arms and legs skinny. So how would he lose that since the legs and arms can't get any smaller? He's not proportioned. Absolutely not. Men with bellies like that be having a threesome with their dialysis and CPAP machines at night. The parasites in his stomach dance at Club Big Gut. They do. Them ninjas be the main ones talking about wanting to fit women. And listen, that shit ain't happening. Somebody need to help Cedric the Entertainer. I agree. We just strive to eat 40 to 50 grams of fiber a day. Yep. Liver failure, tummy. Exactly. That shit. Hey, look, man. People don't take this shit serious, man. They don't take it serious, bro. And listen, before we close the show, I just want y'all to take a step in the C. Marty Fit world real quick. I had posted this joint a while ago. Let's see if I could put these together. No, I can't. All right. I had posted these a while ago, but we just going to look at it real quick to refresh y'all memory. A lot of y'all weren't here probably on the show, but I had made this post about this class that I didn't agree with. You know, typical C. Marty Fit. Where's this one? Is it this one? Yeah, it's this one. Typical C. Marty Fit. Let's check it out right quick.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, they call back to the street. I saw a beat.
So to make it quick, right? I posted this. It was going off.
Wondering why the back ain't getting unbigged.
You know how that go. But I basically was saying the concert setting, you ain't about to get no real results with that. So this joint blew up, and the creator of the post came in my comments right here, as you can see. Don't send me this, y'all. Nobody cannot hate on what I built. This is crazy. How you going to try to hate on what I'm doing for my community? All of that bullshit, right? So he came in here and said all of this, man. And I tried to make it clear. I tried to make it clear, like, bro, I'm not hating on you. I just think that's not a way people can get results. That's it. That's all I'm saying. And all his people was all in my comments and my DMs talking shit. Some of them still be in my DM talking shit. They were so mad. But this is why I don't be hating on people. Look at this bullshit. Like, bro, like, a lot of these fitness dudes be goofy, bro. Look at this shit. Y'all gonna love this. Look, I do not be hating on y'all, bro. Let's check it out.
Oh, bro.
Hey, look, man.
This guy stinks.
Listen, man. Listen, anybody watching this, if I'm not slighting the class, if this is what you do, man, hey, do your thing. You're getting people in the gym, you're getting people active, do your thing. I don't want to be, I have no aspirations to be like this. Be yelling on the mic and be at the front of a class. I don't want to do that. I know people that do that and they're successful at it. That's cool. But if I see some bullshit, I'm calling out. This right here, I don't know about this one. But I promise you, I don't want to be like you. I hope you watching the show, because I do not want to be like you. Let me guess, this Atlanta or Baltimore? I don't even know, honestly. It's one of them. If Chris showed a video about you, don't watch the podcast. Nah, real shit. I remember this. Absolutely no backs are unbigged here. Exposed. To be fair, at least they're moving around. That's what I'm saying. You get a nice little cardio workout. You could burn some calories. But all the hoopla and yelling, I'm not interested in doing that. Hold on. Let's hear him hoopla and yell one more time. You ain't never going to catch me in the front of a class doing that. I promise you that. I promise you that. That's cool. Do your thing, bro. It's safe to say fitness is too horny and corny these days. Facts. Why is that child there? Crazy work. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. My daughter wouldn't be doing no stinky leg like that with grown women bent over like that. But that's just me. I don't have any kids, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. That's what they're going to say. You don't even have no kids. Okay. Get Timu Flow Rider off the screen. Looks like a fun activity, nothing more. No muscle being built. That's all I said, and I threw a couple jokes in there. Buddy said, you fucking his paper up. Yeah, all right, whatever. You fucking your paper up. He sounds like a drill sergeant. He really got that microphone hanging from the ceiling. Hey, listen. If you get the ick from men with abs and skinny legs, don't watch the podcast. Hey, yo. Hey. But yeah, I just had to share that with y'all. I thought that was funny when that shit popped up on my timeline, because it's like, I don't want to be like none of y'all motherfuckers. You know, Buddy in front is hitting the weights, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He hit the weights. Like, he definitely looked like he know what he doing, but just, you know. Vin Baker went bankrupt in personal training. Vin Baker, yo. Hey, get Spider Mo ass out of here, man. Hey, listen, man. Hey, hit the like button. Get Spider Mo ass out of here, bro. Hit the like button, please, man. We killing y'all. This is a fire episode, man. I had a lot of fun with y'all. Appreciate y'all, man. But listen, get that 2B level trainer off the screen. Yeah, get his ass off the screen. But anyway, hey, need y'all to go ahead and follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. Hit the like button on here. Subscribe to the YouTube page. See Marty Fit. share the podcast with a friend, share the channel with a friend. I'm back to dropping videos daily, so make sure y'all double tap them clips, tap into the short segments when you see them, you know, copy some Less Brunches merch. If you weigh a quarter ton and give love seats the workout of a lifetime, don't watch the podcast. Great episode, and I ain't get arrested. Mike, you were really, really mild today. You were really mild. I swear this is the funniest chat on YouTube. It is. Nah, we really be cooking the shit out of people, bruh. Vin Baker. Hey, yo, Vin Baker is crazy, bruh. I can't believe you said that, dog. Facts. Hit the damn like button. Hell yeah, it is. Appreciate you, Machete. If you work out at Roof Chris, don't watch the podcast. That's crazy. Hey, man, we live Friday, 10 p.m. That's Valentine's Day. I know some of y'all got stuff to do, but I'm still be on here at 10 p.m. And I'll probably be right here. Probably going to be at the studio. But the show going to go on. And hit the like button, man. Tap into the Instagram. I got some more content on Instagram, TikTok being posted. And this is the Best Fitness Podcast out. And if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. And if you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. And if you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If your get back is staying fat, don't watch the podcast. Get your meal preps. Get in the gym tomorrow. Do your work. Don't get fired. Stack your bread. Ooh, my bad. Stack your bread. And catch y'all on Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.